called huffing or bagging, a dangerous high that's getting popular with teens across the country.
Kids inhale chemical vapors from everyday products. Now huffing is being blamed in the death of two young girls. Regular household products abused for a quick high. Now a 14-year-old straight-A honor student is dead. Aria Doherty's parents say she huffed compressed air from a keyboard duster.
It's not an overdose situation. It's where they take it in and the ice-cold air puts the body into shock, which causes cardiac arrest.
Carolyn Doherty found her daughter's lifeless body at home. The same thing happened to a Southern California grandmother.
Coming home and see my granddaughter lay on the floor. Grandkids crying, everything, not knowing what happened.
Family members say 12-year-old Crystal Salcido inhaled Freon from the air conditioning units in the backyard. She passed out in her grandmother's bathroom and was later pronounced brain dead. Family members made the agonizing decision to take her off life support. Two young lives gone in Southern California in recent weeks, but this is a nationwide problem. According to inhalant.org, over 2.6 million children aged 12 to 17 have huffed before. Inhalants are the fourth most abused substance after alcohol, tobacco, and marijuana. It's a stunning problem that every parent needs to be aware of.
Oh, yeah, definitely started a conversation. We talked about it when she first told me about it. And I told her the dangers of silly stuff the kids are doing.
The Dohertys can no longer talk to their child, but they hope they can save other teens.
It